I'm Jesse Jones, and this is a story of the legendary guitarist Bo Diddley and how he helped create the rock and roll genre with unconventional effects and iconic rhythms. Bo Diddley was born in Macomb, Mississippi on December 30th, 1928 as Ellis Bates. He was adopted shortly afterwards by his mother's cousin and moved to Chicago in 1934. Ellis took up violin and trombone lessons at his local Baptist church, and his talents for music became clear. After getting his first acoustic guitar for Christmas, Bates began incorporating the musical rhythms of his church into his playing style. After hearing a John Lee Hooker song on the radio, Ellis joined forces with Jerome Green and formed the Langley Avenue Jive Cats, where he was given the name Bo Diddley. In 1955, Diddley released his first singles with the Checkers label titled Bo Diddley and I'm a Man. And without knowing it, Bo Diddley released two of the most influential pieces of rock music of all time.
Now when I was a little boy, at the age of 5, I had something in my pocket.
Although his musical career was just getting started, Bo Diddley's first single became an instant hit, even spawning its own knockoff song, I Want Candy. Both Bo Diddley and I'm a Man topped the R&B charts for weeks and led the foundation not only for Bo Diddley's music, but the genre as a whole. Before its release, rock didn't really exist as we know it today, so critics and fans alike didn't know how to classify it. It wasn't quite the traditional blues people were used to, and also couldn't be classified as R&B. Rather, he created these bumping dance beats driven by a powerful guitar with elements of both blues and R&B, but not quite one or the other. It was also one of the first instances of tremolo using a song's lead rhythm, an iconic sound that would become a staple of future rock music. With the new genre of rock and roll brewing, Bo Diddley had the world wondering what he was going to release next, and from 1956 to 1962, he put out some of his biggest hits, including You Can't Judge a Book by Its Cover and Pretty Thing.
Can't judge an apple by looking at a tree.
In 1963, Bo Diddley went on the biggest tour of his career. He performed at concerts all across the UK alongside the Everly Brothers and Little Richard. Bo Diddley's tour also featured an up-and-coming band that were heavily influenced by his music by the name of the Rolling Stones. Around this time, Bo Diddley started adding multiple women to his band, a rare sight for big-name artists back then. These women included Norma Jean Wofford, Debbie Hastings, and lead guitarist Peggy Jones, commonly referred to as Lady Bo. After moving from Chicago to Washington, D.C., Diddley founded one of the very first home recording studios, where he recorded his album Bo Diddley is a Gunslinger and several songs with Marvin Gaye. Throughout the 70s, Bo bounced around venues and odd jobs, playing a concert with the Grateful Dead in 1972, and even spent 2.5 years as a county sheriff in New Mexico. In 1991, Bo Diddley performed the last huge concert of his career in Spain, alongside fellow guitar legends B.B. King, Les Paul, and George Benson.
You've heard it thing.
Bo Diddley continued doing live shows from 1985 until he suffered a stroke in 2007 after a concert in Iowa. On June 2nd, 2008, Diddley died of heart failure in his home in Archer, Florida, alongside family members. Before he died, Bo Diddley made a number of popular commercials, most famously of which was the 1989 ad, Bo Knows, featuring the musician alongside NFL and MLB player Bo Jackson. In 1987, he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and in 2003, he was inducted to the Blues Hall of Fame. Although he might not have had as many big hits as other early rock and roll pioneers, even from the very beginning of his career, Bo Diddley released some of the most iconic and influential songs in American music history. His classic guitar riffs and foundational beats inspired some of the biggest musicians of all time, including the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, Pink Floyd, and Elvis Presley, just to name a few. And without him, who knows where rock and roll would be today. I'm Jesse Jones, and thank you for listening to my artist spotlight on Bo Diddley.
I can tell because